This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayy ala salah, hayy ala salah, hayy ala falah. Hayy ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، One of the main character of the Muslim, of the people of paradise, is humility. And humility is a great character trait. To have that sense of humility and to be down to earth, to be an easy person to be approached, an easy person to deal with. You know, when you feel that there's no distance between you and that person. And when we look at the people of Jannah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال حبة خردل من كبر. Even if you have as much as the mustard seed of arrogance, that will be enough to prevent you from entering paradise. Not a pound or two, just a mustard seed. The smallest amount will prevent you from entering paradise. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن أهل النار كل جعذري جواظ متكبر. Which it means that the people of hellfire are those who are arrogant. Those who are arrogant, and not arrogant, arrogant and mean as well. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the best example for us when it comes to this character trait. He was so down to earth with all the quality and the special quality that he had, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in the contrary, in the opposite, the best example was given to us for an entity that it is filled with arrogance is Iblis, the Satan. Actually, the first thing the Shaitan, the Satan, one of the first things that we know about him, that how arrogant a Shaitan is. He said, "Ana khayrun minhu." I'm better than him, Adam. I was created from fire and he was created from clay. So those who are arrogant, those who don't have sense of humility, actually are in the same category, in the same, you know, character traits of the shaitan. And those who understand this, the importance of humility, are in the same category of the prophets and the messengers and the follower of the messengers. Humility is not just talk. It's a character trait. Humility is not a polished exterior. It's basically a way of life. Humility is not just cheap words that you use. That day I was listening to somebody who was saying, you know, with all sense of humility, I feel like I'm the only one who's correct on this. What kind of sense of humility is that? You know? It's just not an empty word that it said. By the way, humility, before it is words and actions, it actually comes from the heart. You have to have that sense of humility inside your heart. And that will reflect on the what language that you use, what action that you take. Humility and arrogance are the opposite of one another. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-kibr batar al-haq wa ghamt al-nas," can be Sahih Muslim, "ihtiqaruhum." The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, arrogance is what? Is rejecting the truth and looking down upon others. You see other as nothing. Especially when you become more expert and you become more, have more experience, more knowledge, more power, more money, more fame, more position, and you start looking down upon others. That arrogance. And Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad qal, when he was asked, what is humility? How you define humility? Qal, يَخْضَعُ لِلْحَقِّ وَيَنْقَادُ لَهُ وَيَقْبَلُهُ مِمَّنْ قَالَ. When you submit to the truth, to what is right and correct, and you follow it. And you follow it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many verses in the Quran praise the believer for being, you know, have that sense of humility down to earth. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين. Allah said, O believers, whoever among you abandons their faith, Allah will replace them with others. Then he described those others by saying, one of the things he said, they will be humble with the believers. We'll be humble with the believers. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the hadith reported by Al-Imam Muslim rahimahullah, قال, وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Anyone who will be humble toward others, or with others, those who have that sense of humility with others, that character trait, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate them in this life and the hereafter. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one that I hate the most, and he mentioned among them, as fi hadith al-Tirmidhi, and the arrogant ones. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best among you, the best of manners. And humility is one of the best character traits that you can ever have. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how down to earth he was, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One time, somebody came and said, Ya Rasulullah, give me my money. I lend you money and you're late. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was very mean and rude to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar radiallahu anhu was about to strike that person because of how rude he is. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, don't do that. You should have asked him to ask nicely, and he should ask me to pay him back. I should have paid on time. That's a great deal of humility from him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to admit that and to say that. قال هل أمرته بحسن الطلب ومرني بحسن الأداء. Ask me to pay in a better way. I should be better. Should have paid earlier even, or better way. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't praise me. And he doesn't like to be praised in his face, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by the companions. He would not let the companions even walk behind him. He would said, if you walk either in the right or the left, but not behind me, I'm not a king. People walk into the gathering, they will not recognize the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by a chair or a distinguished throne or distinguished clothes or anything, or a crown or anything of that nature. He wear like any others. A woman was shaking when she was giving salam to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قال هوني عليك. You didn't need to worry. إنما نبن امرأة كانت تلت السويق للناس في مكة. You know, my grandmother used to sell bread for the people of Mecca. Don't worry. I'm a simple person. Can look at how sense of humility, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he shakes somebody's hand, he will not leave the hand until the person leaves first. Some people, you give them salam, he give you the tip of his fingers. Give you salam like that. Khair, inshallah. You amaze how Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam demonstrate that. You know, work with the companions, carry the stones on his shoulder, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the day of Al-Ahzab. Eat with the companions, whatever kind of food that they have. He will go visit the sick, the weak, the poor, the orphans, attend their funerals, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He would never feel bad to walk with the orphan and the little girl. She asked him, Ya Muhammad. And he said, what do you want? Where do you want me to meet you? وَإِنَّ الصَّبِيِّ الْجَارِيَةِ The young girl will come. And imagine, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم standing with the companion. تَأْتِ الْجَارِيَةِ The young girl will come. And she pulled the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from his sleeve. تَأْخُذْ بِيَدِهِ To the side to talk to him. And he will listen to her. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's a great deal of humility. And that's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir said, I was sick and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came all the way to my place walking, not riding. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at his house, nothing in it, so exaggerating in any type of clothes or nothing in his house actually you can look at to fulfill your eyes with. Like nothing, any expensive or anything of that nature. So simple. ومن أعجب ما قرأت في هذا, one of the interesting ahadith في سنة أبي داود, that the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم once was drinking from a bowl full of water. Then the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم next to him a kitten, just a little cat, and it was looking to the water. So the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم give the cat the water to drink from the bowl. And a great deal of humility. That's something we should ask ourselves. Are we like our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What demonstrate that character traits in our actions? I'll share with you a few, inshallah, in the next khutbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best of manners. أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَكْرَمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. This part of the khutbah is the action items. Number one, a humble person can always ask for help. Arrogant people don't ask for help. The more you demonstrate that you can ask others to help you, that shows that you are a humble person. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked and consulted his companions. Two, they are quick to forgive others, difficult to offend, and content to what on Allah, whatever happened to them, they are always show sense of, I'm content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed upon me. But the point is that they are quick to forgive. Arrogant people don't forgive. They hold grudges. Humble person is patient. Don't get frustrated with the weakness of others. If you want to know you're humble or arrogant, see how frustrated you get with others. Be patient. The more patient, the more great sense of humility you have. Also, a humble person is a peacemaker. In fact, we need humility to maintain peace in our lives. So many times we feel like saying, my way or the, or no way at all. I'm not going to even say the highway. Or no way at all. But rather a better way, a way that leads to peace with others, or to ourselves and others. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Another point that you look at, a humble person knows when to be quiet. He doesn't get angry, not because he's not talking, not in front of the microphone, not in front of the camera. I don't mind to be behind the scene. I don't mind to be not mentioned. Arrogant people always want to be in the front. And by the way, this character trait, it goes to individual, and it goes also to community, it goes to, you know, to organizations and so forth. It's a culture. Actually, the smarter you get, the less you speak. Another thing that about humble person sees their own weakness and can, you know, really admit them. Admitting to mistakes means refusing to use other people as scapegoat to avoid responsibility. Arrogant people always do that. Humble people, people's sense of humility, will have no problem to say, you know what, I'm sorry. You know what, alhamdulillah, I this is something I never in my life thought it's something I can praise myself with, because I don't think it's worth praising. Yani, it's not something to praise you. It's like you say, you know what, I pray. Oh, what's so big deal? Everybody should be praying. You know, I pray my 5 daily prayers. It's not a big deal. That's right? Yeah, something like that. So I always thought that saying sorry, it should be something given, yani. There's no yani, you don't need to worry about it. Then actually I found as I grow older, not everyone can say sorry. So there's a lot of people would not say it, would never pronounce it. And I dealt in many cases where I reconciled between people, husband, wife, people in business, organizations. They're not willing to say sorry. It's so hard for them to say it. I can see it in their faces, which is so sad. A humble person happily serve others. Don't do it to be seen. They do it knowing their reward will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لِنَرِدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Finally, I want to say, humble or humility, it doesn't mean that you think less of yourself. Humility means that you think less about yourself, not of yourself. Humility and being humble, it doesn't mean that you don't speak up, that you don't take initiative, that you don't lead. That's not humility. And I hope that we don't mix between these concepts. Humility is a character trait will bring so much goodness in your life, in your relationship with your spouse, with your children, with your friends, with your community, with the society at large. And it's something, unfortunately, we don't see it promoted lately. And one of the missing ingredients when we talk with each other, when we deal with each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, grant us the best of manners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins. May Allah grant us and our children the best of manners and make us among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring peace and justice to the Holy Land and to Gaza and to end this war and to bring peace to everywhere where there is a conflict in the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help those who are helpless, those who are abused, those who are unjust treated. اللهم إني نسألك أن تنصر المستضعفين في كل مكان في بلاد الشام عامة وفي غزة وفلسطين خاصة يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إني نسألك يا حي يا قيوم أن تعجل بنصرهم وفرجهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إني نسألك يا حي يا قيوم أن تطفئ نار الحرب والفتنة بين المسلمين لا سيما في السودان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وفي اليمن يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إني نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام نصرك وفرجك لإخواننا في الهند وكشمير والصين وغيرها من البلاد يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا برحمتك، أنزل بركتك وغناك وفضلك ورحمتك على هذا المسجد ومن فيه. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى وقوموا للصلاة يرحمني يرحمكم الله.